Phoenix Audio presents
Trouble Is My Business by Raymond Chandler. Anna Halsey was about 240 pounds of middle-aged, putty-faced woman in a black, tailor-made suit. Her eyes were shiny black shoe buttons. Her cheeks were soft as soot and about the same color. She was sitting behind a black glass desk that looked like Napoleon's tomb, and she was smoking a cigarette in a black holder that was not quite as long as a rolled umbrella. She said, "I need a man." I watched her shake ash from the cigarette to the shiny top of the desk, where flakes of it curled and crawled in the draft from an open window. "I need a man good-looking enough to pick up a dame, who has a sense of class, but he's got to be tough enough to swap punches with a power shovel. I need a guy who can act like a bar lizard and backchat like Fred Allen, only better, and get hit on the head with a beer truck and think some cutie in the leg line topped him with a breadstick." "It's a cinch," I said. "You need the New York Yankees, Robert Donat, and the Yacht Club boys." "You might do," Anna said, "cleaned up a little. $20 a day and X's. I haven't brokered a job in years, but this one is out of my line. I'm in the smooth angles of the detecting business, and I make money without getting my can knocked off. Let's see how Gladys likes you." She reversed the cigarette holder and tipped a key on a large black and chromium annunciator box. "Come in and empty Anna's ashtray, honey." We waited. The door opened, and a tall blonde dressed better than the Duchess of Windsor strolled in. She swayed elegantly across the room, emptied Anna's ashtray, patted her fat cheek, gave me a smooth, rippling glance, and went out again. "I think she blushed," Anna said when the door closed.